Okay, so let's do a little Bible study, starting from the things that is being reviewed here. Let's see. Why not? Let's start from verse 16. Let's go up. Let's go up. Let's get a context. That is 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Let's start from verse 14. For their minds were blinded, for until this day remained the veil, the same veil, untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. Did you hear what I just read? Do you know what this scripture means? You know, one of the things you will learn when you study the scriptures is that you begin to understand that there are laws encoded in the scripture. One of the laws was what was written in the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 1 and 2. It said, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has what? From the law of what? Now, that means that as long as we subscribe to the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, then there will be a perpetual victory. Now, the mistake you can make is to think just for the fact that you have operated the law of the spirit of life that is in Christ Jesus, that there is a possibility of continued victory if you desist from that same law. Let me tell you what I mean. Jump up. I thought if he jumps up, he will hang. What brought him down? No, that's not what brought him down. Who can help me and answer? What brought him down? Who said law of gravity? Who? That's what brought him down, not just gravity. I'm not through with you, Olga. Why are you? Are you fasting? For how long? Why are you looking for where to sit? Where are you? Stand. You are still a young man. What brought him down was what? My focus is on the word law. That means if you jump up in America, what will happen to you? Huh? Now, maybe this gravity works in Africa, but if you jump up in America, what will happen to you? You will come down. That means it's a law. But I believe you can now see it. One or two of you have flown in an airplane. Raymond, have you flown? Now, wow, we need to own one. Who has flown? Deliver you people in the name of Jesus. It's when are you going to fly? Men are talking about owning aircraft, and you are still talking about flying. It doesn't take anything. I found out. I lived in the village for long. The day I wanted to fly, I was now flying 5 times in 2 weeks. After flying for the 4th time, I now realized that an aircraft is like bus. You know bus? That's the way it is. The only difference is that this one is flying in the air. Except for the fact that we are in first class, except that thing will just squeeze you one side. I even got tired. So that's not a big deal. I'm not saying it as if it's a big deal. The point I'm trying to make is that, you know, this guy jumped up and gravity brought him down. But an aeroplane can beat gravity and get to a point in the air where it will seem as if it's floating. Are you getting the point? Now, you know there is an aeroplane flying even as he jumped up. Are you with me? Oh, I want to show you something. He jumped up and came down. But as he jumped up and came down, there is an aeroplane, an aircraft in the air that took off and didn't come down. That means, huh? that even though the aeroplane has consistently given itself to the powers that have the capacity to make it to stay on air, the same time there are men that are bound by gravity, the same time, the same place, sometimes the same location. You will just be standing at Enugu like this on the ground and you see aircraft pass on top of your head. Is it not true? Why are you on the ground? If I'm you, I will just do like this and hang. There is something holding you. Meanwhile, the day it was holding you, some people are flying. Are you not getting the point? So the day the man that is flying decided to release himself from the law that kept him up, he will still be subject to gravity again. So all the men that flew from Lagos, a time came when they are about to enter Enugu, they subscribe back to gravity. You are not getting my point. When the law of the spirit of life begins to work in a man, it will work to a point that the man will think that the life he's living is now powered by himself. And a day will come when he will desubscribe from what was keeping him afloat. And then suddenly he will find out that gravity was a law that he never went. That the only thing that made it non-functional in your own specific case was because you subscribe to life. So if you wake up tomorrow and decide to subscribe to another law, you will find out that just because you spoke in tongues doesn't mean that gravity have gone. Are you getting the point now? The man flying in the air is flying, but gravity is still on. He's still holding this my guy here. Gravity. People have flown in the air and they came back and they are now on the ground. Why? A season in their life, they gave themselves to the laws that have the capacity to take men to regions beyond, and they stayed there. Sometimes you stay there for long that we think that habitat is now normal to you, natural to you. Never forget that it was a law that was keeping you up. The day you lose yourself from the conditions of that law, you will still find out that gravity is still around. And what will happen to you that those days, you will even shock yourself. I know you don't understand what I'm saying. Which one do you like to do before, drinking or smoking? Both. Just because you spoke in tongues and for 3 months the thing didn't come doesn't mean he has escaped. You are not with me. Let me. If you like damsel before, you still like damsel. The only thing that happened is that you subscribe to a superior law that have the capacity to keep you afloat as long as you are consistent with the conditions that will keep you afloat. The day you disengage yourself from that law, you will find out that gravity is still powerful. Are you with me? That is what this scripture is trying to say. He said that now, that veil was what was on the men that functioned by the powers of the old covenant. I thought Jesus has come, but the man that wrote this thing said, until now, that veil is still here. As long as men subscribe to the powers of the old covenant, then they will suddenly realize that the old covenant is still powerful. Just because you have lived above it, it was because grace powered you to that place. The day you suddenly think that you can pray, you will find out that you lack the capacity. For 1 week, you will be struggling with your prayer life. Because you have come to the point where you now think, we have arrived. The day you think you have arrived is the day you began to fall. Are you getting the point? So if you are not careful, the cigarette you left many years ago, you will look at a stick of cigarette and it will beckon on you. Come, 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 oh beloved, come. Come, oh beloved. Come, oh beloved. You will speak in tongues. The light will suddenly be like gold. You know the light on the head, it will be like gold. You say, come, come, come. Come and take a seat. And suddenly Satan will paint a picture for you and explain to you, you are only but a man. Just collect once. Just one. The problem with sin is that that's what Satan will sell to you. that it's just this once, you leave it, I will never do it again. No. See, just like hunger.
Eh?
Hunger leaves you with something that makes you to come back again. Have you noticed? That's the same way sin. That's what sin does to you. It's not about the fact that you did the first one. It's about the fact that when you want to go, it will call you back. If you have ever watched pornography, you will not understand what I'm saying. If somebody has ever masturbated, you will understand. When it happens, if it's somebody that his conscience is still alive, you will feel bad. Tomorrow the thing will come back again. The demons that lured you to the younger place, they will come. Meanwhile, when you cried yesterday, you prayed in tongues. Today they came again. And the pull is too strong that you can't even resist it.
Huh?
That is to show you that Satan knows his power is not in the action. His power is in building strongholds in your soul that will make you come back again. The power of God in your life, are you with me? The power of God in your life is not necessarily the power that made you to fail or broke yoke in your life. It is the power that have the capacity to mold Christ in you, such that you begin to live subconsciously according to the demands of the scripture. Meanwhile, you didn't even remember it. You didn't plan to say the truth. You found out you said the truth. You didn't plan to say no to some kind of text messages and calls. Babe, how far? Babe, it's been a while. Why did they do me like this now? Babe, how far? We used to be a team together. Now, you now won't want to. But because you have walked, you have treaded the path that have the capacity to lure you again, you will say, let me just discharge this guy forever and ever in Jesus' name. You now say, leave me alone. Say after me, leave me alone. An experienced guy know that leave me alone for my damn self means I'm open. I'm open for business. Yes, it's true. And they know that they have a key somewhere. They have a key. If a man has ever gotten you to sin, gotten you to be weak in your resolve in following God, that man knows that he will call you by 11 in the night. Speak to you. You will sleep and see where you had wedding together. Wake up in the morning and say, just check the thing and say, I've stopped that kind of lifestyle. It's Jesus that I'm following. And he said, I want to follow you and your Jesus. Come to this place and explain to me this your new Jesus. And the foolish damsel will go to explain Jesus. Somebody that knows your key. Once he sees you, he'll be looking at your eyes like this. Whether you are a guy or a girl, if you look at somebody's eyes, you will know if you can still get something out of that person's life. It's when they look at your eyes, they can't see anything. They will know that you have Jesus as really is your lover. But if he sees something, if you like speaking tongues there, the thing, the gravity will still bring you down. Say gravity. So the day, man, now you are powerful as long as you subscribe to the higher law. But the days the higher law we are keeping you afloat, it doesn't mean that the lesser laws have suddenly stopped working. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It simply means that you are dogged in following. That is why some people ask, why do we come every day to pray? Why do we fast every day? It is because we have recognized the fact. Are you with me? That what the scripture said is, give us daily. Give us this day. What? Our daily. Lead us. What? Yesterday, today too, even tomorrow. You will be strong today because of yesterday's prayer. You will be strong tomorrow because of today's prayer. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Suddenly we realize that you are now weak. So even if you bring the old covenant again, the veil will come back. It will come back. it will come. Even now, if we still read it, it will come back. Let's see the next verse. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, what does this text mean by Moses? Is Moses now? I thought Moses is a person. What does he mean by Moses? Bring mic for him so that his generation will hear him. Find water for me.
So I have no idea.
Let's find somebody that has idea. Samuel Chimobi. Sit. Okay, the Torah. The Torah.
Ah. The law.
Okay, the law. Okay, it's the law. When Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. There are many things there. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, let's say it together. When does it turn to the Lord? When is when? This when, nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord. This when is when. Huh? Ah. Look at this when here. Are you seeing the when? He said, nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, something will happen. What will happen is that the veil shall be taken away. That when it shall turn to the Lord. When is that when it shall turn to the Lord? You have seen the book in classroom is different from this one. Who can help us? That when. He said, when it shall turn to the Lord. That when is when. Eh? She said now. Am I correct? Is it true? Is she correct? Ah, your own is worse. Is she correct? That when is now. The prince, when is the when? Somebody give him mic. Leave this thing. Answer and continue. Huh? Michael Tasahatabad. Bring the mic. All these people looking like men and women of God. Go and give Emmanuel gospel. If you think I'm about to ask you, that means I'm about to ask you. Continue.
I think that when, because what follows is that the veil shall be taken away. I think that is when the person subscribes to the law of the Spirit or subscribes to grace.
So. That's a very good attempt. What's your name? Remind me. Yes. Your English name. Go and give Joy. Since Christmas, you escaped. Christmas is over, you appeared. When you are through, you go and give Elijah. Ifani escaped. Since Christmas, nobody has seen him. I was even looking for him, sending him text message and chat. He didn't reply. I celebrate you. Answer. When is the when that the scripture said nevertheless about? Said this particular when has a nevertheless behind it. The answer is simple. You just that I want you to think deep about the scripture. There is a when that has nevertheless behind it. No rift. Hey. Shatapa. Shatapa tahata. Give Elijah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I think it's now.
Come and give this man. Whoever answers this question the way I want it, I'm owing you a hobby. Answer. Okay, answer. Try. Let them record your voice.
I think is at the verge of repentance when the person comes to the Lord.
Score yourself over 10. Be fast.
2/10.
2/10. 2/10. He said it's 2/10. Wow, you are very generous with your marks. Come and give the other person. It's -7, I will give you. -7.
So like you said, like when a man subscribe, like when a man do what you said now, mm-hmm. that when you depend on the Spirit, you are above the law of gravity.
Yes.
So the when is when you depend on the Spirit, when you know that you are the reason why the veil is taken from your from the face is because you subscribe.
That means the when is subjective. Is it not true? Am I correct? Do you have any other answer? So it's not about now, it's about subjectivity. Are you getting the point? So we can say it's now, but it's not now for her. So are you correct? So the now is about when, just as he said, when your subjective eyes open. So nevertheless, when that when is whenever. Are you with me? Nevertheless, when. And that when that is after nevertheless is whenever. Okay. Elijah. So, and that whenever is subjective. When you say whenever, it means whenever I decide to subscribe to what we remove the veil, my own will be removed. Your own will be removed. His own will be there. Meanwhile, you are hearing the same thing. Are you listening to me or you will be in the same class? Your own will be removed. His own will still be there. His own will be removed. His own will still be there. So if we say the when is now, we won't be so correct. Because we can say now for him, but we might not be able to say now for him. But what is a law is that whenever you subscribe to the regime of the Christ, your own veil will be taken away. And just like the verse before it, even up till now, if you refuse to subscribe to it, your veil will still be on your face. Even though that veil was, it was Moses and those people that did it, it's not supposed to be in your life. Even though, positionally, the veil has been taken away in Christ. Now, but in Christ is not yet in you until you experience it. Are you getting the point? I can use many scriptures to show you that there are many things in the scripture that we quote that is not yet a reality in our life. Have you seen why we pray? We pray so that the veil, in my own case, will be taken away. Let's see the consequence of the veil being taken away. Verse 17. He said, now. Are you seeing the choices of pronouns, adjectives that are being used? Nevertheless, when. Then when nevertheless and when has been handled, we now say now. So there is no possibility. Have you seen somebody that told you, go and bring this, go and bring this, go and bring this? When you are through with bringing it, you will now say, okay, now let's begin. So there is no possibility of beginning in this our adventure, except we have taken care of the veil and we have taken care of revelation. He said, now the Lord is what? That spirit. Kai. What does he mean?
Okay, I think it was Romans 8 that says the law of the spirit has delivered me from the law
of sin and death. Yes.
So that spirit, I think this verse is trying to say that we are being, when we turn to the Lord, that is also referring to the Lord as the spirit.
That's not what the scripture said. Carry your mic. He said, when it turns to the Lord. He didn't say when we turn to the Lord. They are not they are speaking about two entirely different matters. Are you saying you don't know how to do Bible study? I'm just making you know how to do Bible study. If you know how to do Bible study like this, it will be hard for Satan and not the wolves teaching false doctrine to take you off. Because there are key things that I thought you will follow the line of thought where you have mentioned the Lord, because that has become a factor that is consistent in the exposition. Didn't you see it? The person is busy mentioning the Lord, and now he came back and said, now the Lord is that spirit. So somebody was explaining something to you, are you getting the point? And was comparing Moses and the Lord. And showing you what happens when men subscribe to Moses and what happens when men subscribe to the Lord. Are you getting the point? So when he has finished telling you the possibilities that abide in the Lord and the possibilities that abide in Moses, now he now told you, now, as in now, the Lord is that spirit. So just like we said, when, what is when? When is now? Who can answer? We asked, when is this when? Then we now ask, when is this now? He said, now the Lord is that spirit. When is now? Come and give him the mic. Who is answering here? Huh? Hi boy, come and give him. Hi boy, the revelator. You are not talking to me. Speak to the mic.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I said I don't know, but I think that now, when this now is when the when of that person, when the when of that when have come.
Now the Lord is that spirit. Amen. So let me help you. These scriptures are simple. Remember, we are talking about Moses and the Lord. Can you see the comparison? Moses and the Lord. And the scripture that came before this is telling you the possibility of you heeding, following a new regime. This regime is now the regime of the Lord. Why not go back to 14? Let's read it down so that they will see again. But their minds were blinded, for until this day remained the veil untaken in reading of the Old Testament, which is done away. Where? So whoever the Lord is, he is also what? Are you with me? The Lord is also what? Are you seeing where we are going? Follow. Huh? Remember, we are comparing Moses and the Lord. And he showed you now that whoever is the Lord now is also the Christ. Enter 15. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. 16. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to who? Who is? Thank you. The veil shall be what? Now, let's see 17. Now, the Lord is what? Because the person, you notice that this is progression in revelation. The person said one thing, explained it. Because without him explaining that first one, if he just jumps to this, you'll be confused. So he began from the beginning to teach you that even though you were born again, that there is a possibility of experiencing the disadvantage of the old covenant people. Are you getting the point? As long as you still, even being in the new covenant, subscribe to the civilization of the old covenant. So, for example, remember the scripture said, if ye are in the spirit, walk ye therefore in the spirit. So, a man can be in the spirit but doesn't walk in the spirit. Are you seeing the thing now? So, you are born again, but the ways you are building with the materials that you sourced from Moses. Are you seeing the point now? So, he said, as long as you borrowed Moses, which is the law, which is trying to achieve something in the energy of the old man, in the wisdom of the old man. Are you with me? What hindered the first people in the wilderness? Whatever stopped them, however they were stopped, as a result of the fact that they followed that civilization. Though you are in the new covenant, that same thing will still stop you. That is what the scripture said. Never did. Wait, show me. No, the verse before. But unto this day, are you seeing it? When Moses is read, the veil is what? So when a man sees the scripture from the lenses of the law and the effort of humanity, you will now see that the law that has been done away with many, many years ago, though you are a believer, we start working. Meanwhile, it's not supposed to be there. Suddenly you will realize you started struggling with praying. You started struggling with the things that you conquered before. Why? Today you woke up and decided that the lenses that you will see with is what? Moses. Meanwhile, you are in Christ. So are you getting the point? That's why the next verse now said, follow me. Nevertheless, when it shall what? Turn to the Lord. So a man can be using Moses to build and he's struggling. And then one day he woke up and said, I surrender. And then at that point of surrender, the Holy Spirit will kick in and begin to power the same agenda he was trying to do in the energy of the flesh. Maybe God gave you an assignment and the assignment is already barbing your hair. Huh? It is obvious that you are the one doing it by your own energy. You are the one trying to pray, trying to teach, trying to do many things. It's wearing you out. There is no wisdom from above. Huh? The Bible says that the labor of a fool wearieth him. Why? The challenge is the how. He doesn't know how. Now, follow me. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be what? Taken away. Now, the Lord is that spirit. Are you getting the point? Now, this is what he said, that the possibilities is in Moses, the possibilities is in the Lord. But when you talk about the Lord, the Christ, he's also the person of Jesus. And physically, as a person, he is already seated at the right hand of the Father. Are you getting the point? Now, if it is true, how do we now access the possibilities that is in the Lord, who is the Christ? Are you seeing the challenge now? How do we do it? Because even though we can get this and it is in Christ, the person of the Christ is already seated in heaven. He said, don't worry. That now. Say after me now. So the question is, if we can know when is now, then we'll know that at wherever you stand on now, Eh?
You can access everything that is in Christ. For now, the Lord is that spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Access. So anytime a man stands on the now of the Lord, eh, he will begin to operate in the spirit dimensions of the Lord. Now, this is what it means. The now is resurrection. Say after me, resurrection. So the now is the point where all the realities that is of Christ and that is in Christ has been transferred to his spirit entity. Are you getting the point? So if Jesus, this is what I'm saying, if Jesus was a humble guy when he walked on the face of the earth, are you getting the point? When he died, was buried, was resurrected, the essence of his humility, are you listening to me? Oh, the essence of his humility was now taken and transferred to the spirit. So that even though the person of Jesus is in heaven, if a man can touch the spirit, he can touch the humility of Jesus. That is why the Bible said, now. And now is the resurrection. The resurrection. So if you can, by prayer, fasting, touch the resurrection ground of the Christ, where he stood and became humble, where he stood in the spirit and became meek, where he stood in the spirit and became powerful, where he stood in the spirit and conquered Satan, if you can stand there, because I hope you know that the life that we have is a resurrection life. So that means that the resurrection possibilities are given to us. So when you stand on now, whichever location, eh, and that now is now in the spirit. And the reason why it was able to transfer to the spirit is because it passed through resurrection. Because resurrection is what the cross reduces anything to its essence. Are you getting the point? That is why you can't jump the cross. When the cross passes through you, what will remain is reality only. So when somebody touches you, it touches reality. So when Jesus passed through the cross, he was reduced to his reality. And that his reality was now taken and brought to the circumference of the spirit. Are you getting the point? So they now said, the Lord that used to walk on the face of the earth and he was humble, his reality was reduced by the cross and then transferred by resurrection to the spirit. So that anytime you stand on the resurrection ground where Jesus was humble, you will have access to his humility. Are you seeing it? Anytime when you stand on the resurrection ground where he conquered addiction, you will have access to his victory. You see why we need to pray. So the Bible will now tell you in the book of Ephesians that there are places in Christ. So today you touch this place. Tomorrow you need to touch it. The other, until you approximate to all the realities of resurrection. I want you to pray for 1 minute and tell Jesus to continue to lead you. That is why you have to trust the Spirit to lead you. The Bible says that there is a path that no fowl knoweth. The vultures' eyes have not seen it. The lion's whelp have not trodden upon it. Pray for 1 minute. 1 minute. 1 minute. 1 minute. 1 minute. Shona hambreta patakari letos katamambele. Jabrata pataka panante borea tasata mantaka. Gebronda kapataka tasasa mantele kabia. Amre kumana hata tela tatela. Abraka patakuata kapataska patakate. Salia! Reto matahambre kotatani. Zebre kotakamreta banahatambele. Jabrata patokata mantapataja. Zebrete bota, zebrete bota. Shamamanta kaprata pata kaprato napa. Amreko pata kamama papa papa kata patata. Manta pata kapata tataja. Zemenete kepedete. Sadiambrelo kostata kapanate. Jambra tapa ramta kabra kota katanambele. Zifete medepene kota kambeto mambeta. Jatapale, jatapale. Apreko pata kambeto mamanta kataba brande nebeto kata satale. Apreka pamanta kata kambeto papandele.
Shatai, Shatai, Leprota Tataka Petua, Jamanta Kapata Paprata Panamahapanta Katara, Uzapata Papa Brena Pata Papita Kapata Manante. Jesus.